Our partners at the BBC have learned that a senior Taliban commander has been secretly released early from jail in Kabul. Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. Akbar Aga was sentenced to 16 years in jail in 2004. He was charged with kidnapping three United Nations workers. All of the workers were returned safely after they'd been kidnapped for about a month or so. But friends of the Taliban commander told BBC reporter Kate Clark he'd received a presidential pardon and was now living in a government house. Kate Clark joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who is Akbar Aga? And can you give us the details of this kidnapping he was accused of?
Yeah, it was the first kidnapping of foreigners in Kabul. And as such, it was the first indication that things might get very nasty in Afghanistan. They were actually kidnapped by a criminal gang in Kabul. It seems that Akbar Aga was the mastermind behind it. And he was trying to set up a splinter group of the Taliban, really to raise money. He'd managed to borrow some funds from Arab sources in the Gulf. And this was a publicity exercise. Kidnapping UN workers was his way of putting his new group on the map. He was threatening to behead them. It was very, very nasty indeed. And they were only released by the great efforts of rather a lot of people, both international and Afghan. The criminal gang was jailed, but so also was Akbar Aga. He had been masterminding the kidnap from Pakistan. He was extradited. He was sent down for a long jail sentence, which was upheld by the Supreme Court in Kabul. And everyone thought he was still there. But then I had started hearing rumors that he was out. The president had released him.
Do we have any idea why he was released?
It seems that there were people in Kandahar who had been pushing for his release for a long time. He comes from a family which traces its descent from the Prophet Muhammad. And these people are respected in Afghanistan for religious reasons. And it seems that he does have his supporters, both in Kandahar and within the government. And they were putting pressure on the president to release him. One of his friends told me that actually the Karzai had tried to pardon him before and the UN had protested. This time they didn't, and Karzai agreed to the release, we think, before the presidential elections in the summer. It may have been a deal to try and get some votes. And he was actually freed from jail in November.
And this is what the Afghanistan Human Rights Commissioner Nardin Nardari has to say about this use of presidential pardons.
If it's used without the public knowledge, it can undermine justice in a way that most of those people who are powerful and who can have access to the palace and to the president, they can buy their way out. But the powerless and the weak people not often reach their voices there.
Is there a lot of outcry about this use of presidential pardon?
It's very difficult, of course, because if people are released secretly, no one knows about it. But when these pardons come to light, yes, there is a great outcry. There was a poor village woman who was gang raped a number of years ago. Her rapists were released. There were some drug traffickers with good links.
Yeah, I imagine that caused a lot of problems. Kate Clark is a former BBC Kabul correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.